I keep telling y'all this. What did the enemy tempt or trick Adam and Kua or Adam and Eve with? What was it? Fruit? No, it was what? You're saying you're awake and you've been blinded, actually. If you find that you're more angry now, if you find that you have more anxiety now, if you find that you have more fear now, if you find that you have a lot of panic, if you find that you're ready to just run for the hills, you're running for your life afraid, I want you to understand that that's not an awakening, that's a blindness doing that to you. Because a true awakening, when the Most High gives you sight, those kinds of emotions don't come with it. Those are emotions that are attached to the spirit of the enemy. The Most High says, I don't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Some people are in a supposed awakening and have lost their mind. They're hypervigilant. They're hypersensitive. They always trying to find what's wrong with them. What am I doing wrong now? Because it's coming from you under a spirit of fault finders and critics. That's not healthy for you. That's not healthy for you. So there's a spirit of deceit that is at work to blind you into thinking you're awake. So pay attention to your emotions, y'all. And this is why on this platform, I'm huge on emotional wellness. Because if you are having the symptoms that I talked about, it is evidence that you are under some kind of spiritual darkness, not light. Not light. And there are a lot of stories that I can tell and share, but I don't have the time to do it. And quite frankly, I don't even feel like breaking my heart all over again talking about this stuff. Because there's some people that have come to me that I'm still healing from what is happening to them in a supposed awakening. It is, I don't even have words for it. I don't even have words. You ask my husband, I walk around the house sometime just grieved, full of sorrow. Because something that's supposed to be light and sight has blinded you and wounded you and is killing your soul. Killing your soul. And you calling it Yah's love and awakening. That's insane. I can't keep helping people who have this mindset. We make progress. You leave to go sit under some fear-based teaching, some darkness, some panic, some terror, all of this stuff like that. And you go and then you come back to me and we got to redo everything. I'm not doing that. I ain't doing that. If you know the Most High, petition for me, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of people out here who are under a spell of darkness thinking it's because it comes with so much knowledge. It comes with so much knowledge. They're equating knowledge with insight. It is insight, but it's demonic insight. This is why when we saw in the garden, I keep telling y'all this. What did the enemy tempt or trick Adam and Kua or Adam and Eve with? What was it? Fruit? No, it was what? Knowledge. It was knowledge. Don't you want to know something you don't know that the Most High is keeping from you? Listen, some of the things that are kept from our understanding and our knowledge is for our protection. You don't need to know everything out there. It can freeze you into a fearful panic. You don't need to know everything. This is what the Most High has been trying to protect us from since way back then. You don't need to know everything. It is not good for your soul to know it. But what the enemy do? The Most High, he keeping it from you. Don't you want to know this, this, and this, and this? You don't need to know all of that. And so there's too many people coming to me that have been traumatized by knowledge. You can't even live your life because you know too much now. I just, y'all petition for me, because I'm like, yeah, this is heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. I'm gonna continue to keep trying to be an encouragement, but you know, there are times I just gotta like, there are times I get out of certain sessions with people and I have to really get myself together. I'm like, how could you possibly think this is Yah? How could you possibly think this is love? How could you, you're in a cult. You're in a high control form of religion. You don't understand it. You're thinking it's awakening and the knowledge is killing you. It's killing your marriage. It's killing your family. It's killing your intimacy. And it is separating you from the Most High Yah.